let's take our 103. Just part 1, 3, and 4, okay? Here we go.
That's pretty ambiguous.
Yes, 103. It's in 4-4. Three sharps and the key signature. And we just want to hear parts 1, 3, and 4.
For what measures?
Okay, measure 103.
103, got it.
Okay, it's got a key change and a meter change. But we want just the first, third, and fourth parts. Okay, so here we go. We're starting off with you guys with your rhythm, and then the first are going to come in. Here we go. One for nothing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a real clash, but they've actually printed in a C natural there.
The question is a mistake.
So if it's...
I'm sure that's what they did.
But they wanted it. So then we just have to play it like we really mean it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, then I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to really back up to 85 now. We're going to take the 6-8 again so we can hear more of the tambourine smashing in the front of the guitar.
What measure?
Okay.
The 6-8 starts, right?
The 6-8, yes. Right. Measure 85, and then we're going on to the end. Now, do you want to do what they say, that PMO song, when we get to it? Do you want to go faster, you guys, game?
Sure.
And then there's a big accelerando on the last 8 bars.
I love accelerando.
Like, you just go for it. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. 6-8 at 85. Here we go. I'll give you two bars for nothing. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. Louder. You don't want to just play the same thing 8 times the same way.
What starts with mezzo forte, right?
Well, I have a piano at 165.
Oh, sure, sure.
You're right, it drops down from a mezzo forte, but we should drop down suddenly and then just surprise everybody.
And then with the piano, that's 8 bars and that's the 8th, right?
That's right. So that's, and then it goes right up to a triple forte. Let's just try that last 8 bars and see what we can do with that, starting at piano. Here we go. And just pretend you're turning up the volume, you know, like good headsets or whatever. Here we go. One for nothing, one bar for nothing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bigger though. You know what I was thinking of something. Each measure you want to be louder and faster. Yeah. Let's try it once more. Louder and faster. Okay, ready?
Simply.
Yes. Here we go. About 1, 2, 3, 4. Bigger each time. Anyway, and that he leaves the first part out for 4 bars. So you know what you could do if you wanted to. Well, almost. No, you can't, because you got a little harmonized thing. They're just doubling. You're doubling the third part, so that's okay. But we just have to be more dramatic. Let's try it again from, let's see, 131. And we still need more of the third part on a 6-1. 6-1. Like a heartbeat, like a thump thump. Thump thump. Yeah, that's right. That's what we need. Here we go. Ready? 131. Okay. And part 5, you guys really take it away with the tempo. That's good.
Take it.
Yeah, we need more of the part 5. Because you're the only ones the only act in town down there, right? Right there we go. Two bars for nothing. Here we go. One, two, one, two. Maybe we're thinking about the tempo where we're going to ride.
At the end, it's not...
You know what? There's one more little thing I want to hear before we put it together. Everybody satisfied sort of with tuning because we're not so bad off.
Yeah.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Let's hear the first and second parts. You kind of dovetail each other. Start at measure 25. It happens about four bars later, but start at 25 and really, you know, sort of play tag with each other right there. Here we go. Ready? This is bar 25, one bar for nothing, about
Who's,
one.
Is everybody?
No, just first and second parts. Here we go, one, two, three, four. Starting at bar 31, every other bar where you have that second part, just to see that you pass it back and forth, it should sound like one person playing. Take 31 just for that. Here we go, ready? 31, first two parts again. And I think I'm going to add part 5, give us a little interest. Here we go, ready? About one. This is, you get, everybody got bar 31? We go one, and they're only going to play your eighth notes. That's all you're going to play. Okay, same parts. We go one, two, three, four. Okay, here we go. From the top, everybody.
Everybody.
So you want us to continue with that?
Yeah, we're going to play everything now. We're going to do everything.
You want us to do the cutting off the whole notes?
Oh, no, no.
That's just an exercise.
Just for you guys to develop a flow between the two parts. And it's easier to see when you're reading it from the score, too.
Okay.
You guys don't have all the parts in it. Oh, one other thing that we did not do, and that was a nice retard at bar 10 before we got to the tempo. Does everybody see that, or do you have it marked in your parts?
No, it's not.
It's not marked?
But it does say tempo afterwards.
And we'll count on the fifth part to really keep us, you know, rhythmically there, because you guys have a rhythm, okay?
Now you made me nervous.
Oh, no, no. It's just to add some of these other little things that are printed in here.